Today is Thursday, August 17th, 2006. This is the first podcast for the CWF Game Discussions blog. I just want to mention that today we have a great show, and I want to welcome everyone to our first podcast. Be sure to turn up the volume, and we got a great one for you today. And now we're going to cue our intro music. Welcome back, and I am Jonathan Reinhardt. Right now, I am sitting in my bedroom where it is pretty warm. It's a nice day outside. I worked this morning and got back, and I'm doing this podcast as part of fulfillment for an online class I'm taking through work. I work at the Wellesley Public Library, and this is an online course on podcasting through Metro West, which is a big consortium of libraries, and the instructor is Beth Galloway, so just want to give a shout out to her and everyone else in the class with me. Moving along, just want to say that I'm very excited about the podcast today, and that I know it's going to be a short one, but that we will have a great show. I want to plug our website. It's www.wargamingforums, that's with an S at the end, .com. The name of it is a CWF Game Discussions. Motto is, you play it, we discuss it. And today, we're going to be talking about the latest GW Webway newsletter. For those who don't know, the GW Webway newsletter is a way that Games Workshop keeps in touch with the millions of customers across the globe. Games Workshop is a British company that produces miniatures games such as Warhammer Fantasy, Warhammer 40,000, a game based on Lord of the Rings, and a slew of other ones. And every week or thereabouts, they send out an email called the Webway Newsletter. It gives little promos about events that they're running and new releases. And it also plugs their online magazine, Black Gobbo 71, which is the latest one. And they do all sorts of different things on there. It's a great resource to have if you're into the hobby. And it is pretty good, actually. I know a lot of people aren't fans of Games Workshop. Throughout the past, they've been accused of price hikes and doing all sorts of other practices that some customers would say they're not exactly consumer friendly, or that they attempt to screw over the little guy. But we're not going to touch on any of that today. We just want to talk about the newsletter. The latest newsletter I have is from Tuesday, August 8th, and I realize that's about a week or so old. They may have sent out a new one, I just don't have it. Want to set off, they list some new releases here. And these new releases happen to be for their game based on Lord of the Rings. It's a Lord of the Rings game. They've had it around for a while. It's a pretty good game. I've played it. I have different models. Concept, as is with all of the games, you buy the game and the models. You glue them together. You paint them however you want to paint them. And you battle against your friends or whoever. You can do it in your home or stores, wherever. I like to do my battles at two different stores. One is down the South Shore in Abington. It's called Battleground Games, run by Derek Lloyd. They have a website. It's battlegroundgames.com. Great people. It's a great place to play. They have lots of stuff. The other place I like to play is Danger Planet Games. That's up in Waltham, Mass. Their website is dangerplanetgames.com. It's run by a guy named Brian, and he's incredible. Both Brian and Derek are great guys. They actually know each other. And the new releases that came out in this issue of the Webway for Lord of the Rings happen to be a box set and two blisters. In the blisters, you typically get one or two models that you assemble or put together, and box sets tend to have a lot more. And right now, Games Workshop is putting some effort to cover all the different corners of Tolkien's world that they didn't previously cover. They're covering a new release of the Uruk-hai, and these actually, they're called Feral Uruk-hai. So as you would imagine, they're pretty savage-looking, bare bones, native, whatever you would like to call them. And they honestly don't look that different from the original Uruk-hai that Games Workshop put out. You can go to the Games Workshop website, which is games-workshop.com, and you need to choose what country you're from and whatnot. But if you go in, you can look up the Feral Uruk-hai and see some photos of them. And the blister pack comes with three of these guys. It's $12. And the sculpts are actually pretty cool. I've seen better sculpts. In particular, when they redid their range for 40K, which is a science fiction game. It takes place in the Far Universe, kind of actually based on medieval European history. But their sculpts were incredible. And these guys, they're not bad, but they're not great. I've seen better. It looks like they are relatively easy to assemble as well, because it looks like they're one pieces, so you don't really need to worry about putting things together or whatnot. They're pretty basic. One thing with the sculpts, though, it's pretty cool. Their poses, they're very action-filled. A couple of guys look like they're running and ready to attack. They each have two blades of some sort in their hands, much like what the Uruk-hai had in the second film by Peter Jackson, based on The Two Towers. And the paint job on these guys is pretty impressive. The skin tones, the blending, highlights, it's incredible. Just based on looking on the models without knowing how they play in the game, I would recommend picking them up. I admit $12 may sound a little steep, but keep in mind that this hobby isn't for those without disposable income. I know that a lot of people who play, you know, are perhaps younger individuals, their parents cover the costs, or if they are around my age, and I will be 25 this December, jobs tend to cover at least some of it, and we may not be able to get items as much as, or as often as we would like. But $12 for three guys, it's not too bad. About maybe a year or two ago, you would be able to get some sort of general type model on his own for 8 to 10, and then they started packaging two versions of them together. They would give you one mounted on some sort of steed or whatnot, and they would also give you one on foot. And they were doing those for about $12, and now I believe they've gone up some. I don't have exact numbers on those, but you can definitely say that $12 for three guys is pretty good. One of the other ones that they have out as a new release is also for the Lord of the Rings game, and this is just like what I was talking about. It's an on-foot and mounted model for a general type character. This particular model is the Lord of the Westfold of Rohan. So he is one of the leaders for Rohan. His name is Erkenbrand, and the sculpts for both of these are incredible. The steed is very animated, rippling body. You can see the muscles underlying the tissue. The model of Erkenbrand himself on the steed, he has this incredible shield with this emblazoned design on it, and he's leaning forward with his sword ready to go on the charge. It's very cinematic. Even the version on foot, it's a little more immobile, I guess would be the word. But he's looks like he's ready to take on the onslaught with shield raised up to his helmeted head and his sword drawn back, ready to go in for the kill. This particular model, they're selling for $22 in a blister. So, as you can see, the prices have gone up. But overall, I do have to say, even though the prices for these particular models have been going up, that model's made out of plastic. It's not an actual regular plastic, it's special plastic that they use, have been coming down in price. Over the past 3 or 4 years, Games Workshop has been raising the prices on all of their items. They've been going through the roof. Things that had not been given a price increase were, had received one of $5, $10 per item. A box of, you know, 12, 16, or 20 guys, which used to sell for $19, was going up to $19.99, going up to $20, $24.99, $29.99, and some of them were starting to go back down. So the cost of these metal miniatures, they're made out of pewter, you need to keep in mind, is kind of intuitive, helping to balance that. Games Workshop has been blaming the cost of tin and other metals throughout the world and their increase for why their metal miniatures have been increasing. Lastly, just want to talk about the last new release. It's a box set. It's called the Eastern Invaders Box. It's a group of warriors for Sauron. And with the Lord of the Rings game, Games Workshop has done a habit of creating these different Battle Force type boxes that are thematic. For example, you could get a Last Alliance box for the good guys, you know, the High Elves and the men and so forth. Or you could get a set for Mordor or the Goblins and so forth. So this is very in tune with this. This is for the Easterlings. It costs $90, and that's pretty steep, but a year or so ago, if a box like this had come out, it would probably be $100 or more. So you are seeing some savings there. And according to their website, it says that it includes 6 cavalry models and 42 men on foot. That's not bad. And the based on the pictures that they have, can't really zoom in or anything, but they look really good. And if I still play this, which unfortunately I don't play the Lord of the Rings game anymore, but if I did, I would feel comfortable picking up some of those sets. Also in this issue of the Webway newsletter, they are talking about a new special offer. It's called the Battle for Skull Pass. It's a battalion offer, and a battalion offer, like I had mentioned, is one of the big sets. They consolidate a bunch of the smaller boxes and so forth together to try to get it to you for free. They offer, you know, maybe a special standard bearer or something like that, which is free if you buy the whole box. And the Battle for Skull Pass is their name for the new edition of their fantasy game. It's called Warhammer Fantasy. And if you are purchasing this box via their advance order and you get a battalion set and whatever one you want, they'll send you a free special miniature. It's called Night Goblin Fanatic. They're just kind of crazy goblins, and they eat mushrooms and just kind of go wild. And I know there's a lot of drug thoughts might be going through people's heads, but I assure you it's completely innocent, and it is a family company. They're not trying to bring any of that sort of stuff up. I do also just want to go over, and it's one of the last things on their issue of the Webway, is Black Gobbo 71. And as I had mentioned, Black Gobbo 71, which is this particular issue, but in general the Black Gobbo magazine, is the online webzine, and they also have out a print version called White Dwarf. And although I say it's a print version, they're not, you know, an online in a print form of the same content, the different content completely. And Black Gobble's pretty cool because they have a lot of guides to creating things. You create your own scenery or how to paint stuff, and people get really into this. You can find people who are incredibly skilled artisans that spend hours and hours painting the models, and they look so realistic. It's amazing. They have a couple different little articles on here right now. One, they have a whole series of them called Masterclass, which tend to relate to painting, and the one they have here revolves around a model called the Piranha. It's for their sci-fi game, Warhammer 40K. There's this race called the Tau, and they kind of have like this whole Eastern influence of, you know, the Indian society plus Way of the Warrior, Bushido over in Japan, and they kind of mold it together, and it's for that particular model, and they're talking about the new edition of Warhammer Fantasy. As I said, it's called Battle for Skull Pass. That's coming out in September, and just a lot of great things on here. I highly recommend going to the Games Workshop website, and when you get there, you can sign up for the Webway magazine. It's wonderful. And let's see, while we're here talking about Games Workshop, I would be remiss if I didn't mention a couple other things. I do want to say that they have a slew of upcoming releases. Right now they do have some new releases. They have a diorama based for Gotrek and Felix and Friends, which is part of their fantasy set. They have Rohan Outriders. They have a box set called The Muster of Rohan. It features a ton of warriors from Rohan on foot, mounted, etc. Just kind of like the Easterlings that I had mentioned. And that one, as I said, is for the Lord of the Rings game. But they do have some amazing advanced orders coming up as well. They have quite a few more for their Lord of the Rings game, but as I spent quite a bit of time on that, I'm actually going to move on to talk about their 40K and fantasy releases. They have this awesome advanced order deal. It's $90 for Space Marines, and Space Marines are their bread and butter, kind of like Gap's, jeans and black and white t-shirts. Space Marines are Games Workshop's bread and butter. They get most of their money from them. And this Battle Force, it's a new release of it. It's coming out 8/31/06, so that'll be this year. And it's costing $90. Comes with quite a few models, and the models look great. They're the new sculpts. It's a great buy. As I mentioned, something like this a year ago would have cost you $100, $120. They're also coming out for the Tau that I had mentioned. It's called a Mega Force. It's like the Battle Force, but it's bigger. It's $175, so it's a little steep, and even for them, but it comes with a ton of tanks, vehicles, models, and troops, etc. As I mentioned, Battle for Skull Pass will be out September 9th of this year. It's $45, and they're doing, as I mentioned, that promotional deal. You buy Battle for Skull Pass, and you can buy any one of their fantasy battalion sets. It has to be a fantasy battalion set. You get the promotional, Night Goblin Fanatic miniature for $135, and it's coming out too. If you want, Night Goblin Fanatic or any other special miniature like that, it's not worth $135. It's not. You're just as well, if not better off, just buying the box set on eBay. You can get it, way cheap, and get the other miniatures, whatever you want. The expensive stuff, I always recommend, purchasing on eBay, another website would be to go to Bartertown, and Bartertown, you can buy and sell like on eBay, but the main thing is trading. You can get some great trades for all sorts of stuff you have at the house, even if you don't have gaming stuff, books and movies and music, you name it, they have it or want it, or you can get rid of it. Or if you want something, you can get it yourself. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't tell everyone to go ahead and support your local retailers. Your friendly local gaming store is where we all get together, we hang out, we game, and you got to support them, because if you don't, no one else will. And that brings us to a close of my Webway discussion, but that is not the end of our show here today. I am going to finish up our show with a little bit on a special project that I have been involved with, and the name of it is War Vault. The website is warvault.net. It's a project by a friend of mine from the UK. His name is Ross, and we actually have a Q&A interview that we've done with him up on our blog, which is wargamingforums.com. It's a two-parter, and we talk about War Vault on there. And War Vault is unique amongst online projects because not only is it a web ring, a collection of different websites that link to each other and etc., but it goes above and beyond that, because in addition to the web ring, which, you know, is important, why a lot of people do go, it allows the average person to directly connect into the major companies that put out these games. Right now, they're not connected with Games Workshop. I know they are working on that, but they're connected to some famous ones, such as Rockham, Mongoose Publishing, who does the game based off of Highland's classic Starship Troopers, and they do a game based off of the TV show Babylon 5. They also have Private Air Press, who does War Machine and Hordes, Dark Age Games, Pig Iron Productions, and another company called Red Star Games, which is a consulting company owned, operated, and run by Andy Chambers. For those who don't know, Andy Chambers is more of a less a god, so to speak, in the realm of tabletop gaming. He created some of the great games out there. He created Starship Troopers and Battlefleet Gothic and Warhammer 40K. He just has a way of making games so that the rules make sense, they're easy to understand, and they're a joy to play, and that's why he gets a big bucks. So they allow you to get in touch with these people. But the reason why I want to mention War Vault right now is that they're doing a special for all the members, including us, CWF Game Discussions, where members both of their fantasy and sci-fi listings. And they allow each website or members to submit two questions for a Q&A session. And their Q&A session is actually unique that I've seen of late, because it allows you to give questions to two industry celebrities. One of them is Gav Thorpe. He works for Games Workshop and is famous, or some would say infamous, for his revisions to games and his fluff, which is, you know, official fiction for the different games. And the other person is Graham McNeil. He used to work for Games Workshop, but no more. And he did a lot of writing for articles and fluff, and also created a lot of the rules that you see in their games. And just want to mention that if you have a question that you would like to ask either individual, no matter, you know, how stupid or important you think the question might be, it can be silly or serious or whatnot, you just need to reply to our show notes with a comment. And your comment has to have your question. It has to mention what game system it's for, what army, if it deals with rules or, you know, the fluff or modeling rumors, whatever it is. And just mention that and give your question, give your name, and we will pick one person's question per person, one for Gav Thorpe and one for Graham McNeil, and send it on in. So make sure you mention who the question is for, and they will receive the questions. It will be done in a Q&A format by Ross, who is the owner of War Vault, and the results will be posted up on their website. And with that, I do just want to mention that now it's getting time for our show to end. And I greatly enjoyed speaking with all of you. I hope you enjoyed listening to me. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, we live off that. Please contact us. As always, you can go to wargamingforums.com and you can leave a comment with our show notes. For each show, we will post show notes, brief, you know, talking points of what we will go over in the show. Anyone can leave a comment. You can just put it there. Everyone can see it. Or if you are more comfortable, you can always contact me via email at jreinhart@gmail.com. Or you can talk to me online. I am on AOL Instant Messenger. The name is CW Forums. And give me some feedback. You want to just chat, I'm there. And as always, I appreciate your taking the time to listen and to talk to us. The viewers and listeners, make it worthwhile. Stay tuned for next week when we will be releasing another episode of our podcast, and it should be next Thursday. We might also have a surprise or pop podcast for you this coming weekend with some news and information. As always, you can find us on the World Wide Web at www.wargamingforums.com. Put us into your RSS feeder. Save us into your favorite places. Always remember to use Firefox when surfing the web. And just want to thank you again. And I hope you have a great day. And we will see you next time. Thank you.